Cape Talk Entertainment News.
We're looking at the weekend. We will take time out for our curated list of entertainment for the week ahead. And we start with the most talked about TV shows and series with Craig Falk, the deputy editor at TV Plus magazine. Craig, a very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, Zane. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's a Friday afternoon, so looking forward to going home. We've got three picks to choose from. Let's start off with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay. So everyone knows the biggest show in the world has now ended. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are unhappy, and now we're getting a two-hour special that will maybe placate them, make them a bit more satisfied that the season wasn't rushed. They spent a lot of time putting the season together. We see how the writers and the creators decided who's going to die, who's going to live, who's going to become king, queen, etc. There's a lot of stuff we haven't seen, we don't know about. Some of the sets were actually built. They built real castles. Some of them were green screen. They built two, three rooms. And it's a really interesting thing. We're getting this behind-the-scenes footage that nobody else has ever seen before, filmed throughout the final season. They speak to the cast. Everyone's favorite characters are there. We also get a bit of insight into why the changes were made from George R.R. Martin's original plan. He says he needs another 3,000 pages to finish the Fire and Ice series of books. So it's going to be really interesting to see why and how they changed the stories.
We move on from that to something that's an historical period drama.
Yes, it's a show called Gentleman Jack. It's starting on Tuesday, the 28th of May at Mnet at 10 o'clock. It's a historical period drama set in 1832 Yorkshire. It's based on the real-life diaries of a British industrialist named Anne Lister. She didn't want to see her family's legacy fall into ruin, her childhood home and estate disappear and vanish from the history books. So she now goes and starts businesses. She becomes a landowner and all of this sort of thing. Like I said, based on the real Anne's diaries, there are 4 million words in this diary collection, and they were all written in code. So, I mean, you can understand the amount of research that has gone into putting this show together. Fans of period dramas like Downton Abbey will thoroughly love it. And the best news for Game of Thrones fans, because we're still on that, is that Gemma Whelan, who used to play Yara Greyjoy, is taking a front row role as Marianne Lister. But you have to look very carefully because she looks completely different to her Game of Thrones role.
And then starting on Friday the 31st of May on Mnet is something called Just Another Immigrant.
Yes, it is late, 22:11 on Friday night, but it is really worth the watch. It's listed as a docu, but because it's a comedian, it's focusing on Romesh Ranganathan's move to LA. He's basically packed up shop in the UK with his family and said, "We're moving to LA. We're going to document our move." It's all about fame and fortune, but nothing goes according to plan. He's busy trying to set up shop with the family in a mansion. And at the same time, he's got, I think his crazy uncle from New Zealand flies over to help. And he's still trying to put together a world tour for his comedy routine. So, you know, it's a really fun, lighthearted watch for fans of mockumentaries, especially. Mm.
22:11, and that's Friday the 31st of May. It's not too late for a Friday evening.
Nah.
We finally move on to two special mentions that you have for us, one about a fun animated movie and the other one about The Amazing Race.
Yes. So on Saturday night, ETV have done really well with the Saturday night viewing, especially with animated shows for the family, like when the kids are sort of calming down and getting ready for bed. It's a movie called The Secret Lives of Pets. You know, Shrek sort of set the tone with comedy that both children and adults can sort of understand on different levels. And this carries on right where that left off. So, you know, really fun because you've also got like Maltese poodles, French poodle, French bulldogs, sausage dogs, the whole spiel for the little kids as well.
And for people who are on the streaming set, we start off with Showmax. What's new on Showmax?
There's a drama called A Burden of Truth. It's the first season, and there is a second season, which should be coming fairly shortly. It follows a big city attorney named Joanna. She's played by Kristen Kruk, who fans of Smallville will remember. She's going now back to her small hometown in the Bundus, and where she's got to represent her pharmaceutical giant conglomerate. They're being sued by a group of girls who are now falling ill from the product. And, you know, as it goes on TV, the more the lawyer defending the big multinational company digs, the more she realizes that she's actually defending the enemy. It's a really thrilling series, keeps you on the edge of your seat, and really good acting as well, which isn't always the case with drama series.
Craig, on the Netflix scene, which is where I find myself these days, what's new and what is there to watch?
There's a teen drama called The Society. It's the first season. It's already been renewed for a second season. A group of teens wake up in basically a photocopy of their hometown. The only difference is that their parents aren't there. You know, it's probably every teen's sort of dream to wake up without a parent, chasing them around to brush their teeth, get ready for school, look presentable. But now these kids sort of find out that dark forces are at play, and they need to... They're a mishmash group of outcasts who now form a group to sort of defend themselves and try to get back to their own reality.
And we move on to some movies with Leandra Engelbrecht, and she is the movie editor for Channel 24.
There are three new movies in cinemas this weekend. First up is Aladdin, the live-action remake of the 1992 Disney classic. I've been excited to see this film from the moment that I heard Will Smith would be playing the genie. It is directed by Guy Ritchie, and it stars Mina Massoud as Aladdin and Naomi Scott as Princess Jasmine. Next up is the romantic comedy Long Shot, which stars Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. It follows Fred, a journalist, who meets up with his childhood crush, Charlotte Fields, who is now one of the most influential women in the world. As she prepares to run for the presidency, she hires Fred to be her speechwriter. And as it goes in the movies, the two fall in love. My editor went to see this film, and he says that this is one of Charlize's best films to date. Also showing is a spy drama, Rare Joan, starring Judi Dench. It is inspired by the life of Melita Norwood, a British civil servant who is recruited by the KGB in the mid-1930s to be a spy. Over decades, she shared government secrets, including the details of the building of the atomic bomb.
Charlotte Kilbane, news editor for EWN, joins me in studio this afternoon. Let's hear about the latest podcast for this week. I believe it's about a guilty feminist, and Charlotte tells us more about this.
It's about many guilty feminists, actually, and the podcast is called The Guilty Feminist, and it's one of my guilty pleasures at the moment. I've been binge listening to it. Fairly old podcast, but it gets updated every week, and they cover topics like disobedience. Like, what does it mean to be agreeable as a woman, and why are we expected as women to be agreeable? And it's generally kind of a panel discussion of very interesting women, and they are so honest, Zane, like painfully honest at times. I mean, there was one episode, a couple of episodes back, about feminist marriage. Is it possible to be a woman who gets married and be in a feminist marriage? Is that even possible according to society's norms and mores? They're usually quite long podcasts, anything between an hour and a half. Lots of interesting guests and huge food for thought if you're in any way interested in feminism. So that's definitely a pick for me this week. And as I say, I've been binge listening for the past couple of weeks. So get a move on there.